You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us. We're trusting that the Lord will take our broadcast and make it a real blessing to you today. Brother Raymond and Brother Steve Martin open our broadcast service with a selection entitled, I'm Still on the Rock.
This home that I'm building is founded on love. Its timbers are treated with things from above. By faith it is standing, I nailed it with prayer, and Jesus my Savior abides with me there. I built a foundation on Jesus my Lord, my rock of salvation, my shield and my sword. When I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. It's filled with the praises that comes from my heart, and the forces of evil can't tear it apart. When life storms are raging and they won't seem to stop, I've anchored in Jesus, and I'm still on the rock. I built a foundation on Jesus my Lord, my rock of salvation, my shield and my sword. When I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock. When I'm in the valley and I can't see the top, or if I hit rock bottom, I'm still on the rock.
Jesus gave us a parable of two men. He called one of them wise and one of them foolish. And he said the one that was wise built his house upon the rock. When the storms of life came, the winds blew and the rains beat upon it, that house stood because it was founded upon the rock. The foolish man built his house on the sand, and when the storms of life came, his house fell because it was founded upon the sand. How wise it is to build upon the rock, and we're speaking, of course, of the rock, Christ Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray that as our broadcast service goes forth to this precious congregation today, the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each heart. We pray especially for any who may be listening who do not know the Lord as their Savior. May the love of God reach them. May the Holy Spirit draw them, that we might know a people coming to know Thee through the efforts of this broadcast service. Encourage Your people, minister to their needs, physical and spiritual, and may You be pleased with all that is said and done. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempter's luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. And strength be blessed. Cast not away the arm of strength to yield unto the tempting throne. For God is always strong and true to help and keep us from the wrong. Be strong. Firmly trust in God through every care. Be true and fearless stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our power high, and to the meek He giveth grace. Still He is to them that come, the joy of those that seek His face. Be strong and firmly trust. Not, He says, whatever in their hearts abide, and make you lie in pastures green, in paths of pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust in God to every. Stand, and with His grace and strength be blessed.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Keep Your Eyes on the Goal. And our text of Scripture will be found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, and I'll read verses 1 through 8. But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even if that which they build, if a fox or a jackal go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. Hear, O God, our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Anamites and the Ashdites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very angry and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. That's reading down through verse 8 of Nehemiah chapter 4. Nehemiah was a descendant of the Jewish population that had been taken captive to Babylon around the year 587, some maybe as early as 604, and it was in 539 B.C. that Cyrus the Persian permitted the Jews to return to the city of Jerusalem. Not all did. It was nearly 100 years later, in 445 B.C., that Nehemiah learned of the deplorable condition of the returned exiles in Jerusalem. Nehemiah received permission from King Artaxerxes to go to Judah to restore the fortunes of his people. He was appointed governor of the province with authority to rebuild the city walls. Now, Babylon, of course, was located in what we know today as the country of Iraq. And Nehemiah was supposedly a cupbearer, but he did more than just bear the cup for the king. He was one of the king's counselors. And when he heard of the terrible state of the people of Jerusalem, it burdened his heart, and he prayed and he fasted, and the king saw his sadness, and he asked him what it was about, and he told him, and he asked the king for permission to return to Jerusalem, or to go to Jerusalem, that he might help his people, and he was given permission to do so. And after he returned to Jerusalem, or went to Jerusalem, he didn't tell anybody what he had in mind or on his heart for about 3 days. But then he revealed what he was there for and what his purpose was. And they began to build. But Sanballat and Tobiah and others were opposed to Nehemiah's efforts. And they launched an effort to cause the work to cease. Now we understand that Sanballat was a Samaritan, which was the north of Jerusalem, a neighboring community or village or community, and Tobiah was an Anamite official who worked with Sanballat. And so the two of these together opposed Nehemiah in his efforts. And let us notice some of Sanballat's tactics as he tried to stop the work that Nehemiah set out to do. First of all, we read in the second chapter and the 10th verse that it tells us there about how Sanballat and Tobiah were grieved exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. And we might inquire why. Why were they so? Well, they had been taking advantage of the people, the few poor people there in the Jerusalem area. They had been taking advantage of them and using them for their own benefits. And naturally then, they were grieved because somebody had come to help them. Why didn't they help them? Well, they were not of a spirit or of a mind to do so. And they were grieved whenever Nehemiah came and set about endeavoring to help his people. And then we are told in our text that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was angry, and he took great indignation, and he mocked the Jews. He tried to stop them, he tried to discourage them by mocking them. And Tobiah, who had joined hand with him in his effort, said, "Even that which was built, if a fox or a jackal go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." But Nehemiah kept his eyes on the goal. And we read in chapter 4 and verse 6, so built we the wall. And so Nehemiah had a purpose, and he kept his eyes on the goal, and he continued his labor. Now, there was a new threat whenever they could not stop Nehemiah with their mockery, making fun of them. Then there was a new threat when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Edomites and the Ashdites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped. Then they were very angry and conspired, all of them together, to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. So we are told in our text today, verses 7 and 8. Nevertheless, Nehemiah said, we made our prayer unto God and set a watch against them day and night. And that's the ninth verse, which I did not read in our text today. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Now, even some of the Jews tried to discourage Nehemiah. We read in verse 10, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall. And they also tried to strike fear in the heart of Nehemiah. And it came to pass that when the Jews, which dwelt by them, came, they said unto us 10 times, from all the places whence we shall return unto us, they will be upon us. So these Jews had heard about Sanballat and Tobiah and their plans to attack Nehemiah and his workers, and they then endeavored to discourage Nehemiah also. But Nehemiah kept his eyes on the Lord. Now we read here in verse 13 of Nehemiah 4, therefore set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And Nehemiah told them, those that were building the wall in one section, those that were building the wall in another section, he told them, now if they attack you over there, you blow the trumpet, and we'll come and help you. If they attack us, then we will blow the trumpet, and you can come and help us. So Nehemiah continued his labor, keeping his eyes on the Lord, praying unto the Lord for the Lord's help, and he continued to labor. Of course, he continued to call on the name of the Lord. We read also here in verse 15 of chapter 5 how that Nehemiah dealt with the people. They had been mistreated and misrepresented and taken advantage of, and they had been taxed and so forth. But the former governors, Nehemiah says in verse 15 of chapter 5, but the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine besides 40 shekels of silver, yea, even their servants bear rule over the people, but so did I not, or did not I, because of the fear of God. So Nehemiah set an example before them. While he was laboring there with them, he did not charge them. He did not take any pay from them. And so he set a beautiful example before them to encourage them to continue their work. Now, when Sanballat saw that the walls were rebuilt, all past efforts had failed, he tried a new scheme. Yes, his mocking had failed. His threats of attacking them had failed. And Nehemiah kept his eyes on the Lord, continued to work, and so Sanballat tries a new tactic. He sent an invitation to Nehemiah, inviting him to come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. We read this in chapter 6 and verse 2 of Nehemiah. But Nehemiah knew that he was trying to set a trap for him. But they thought to do me mischief, Nehemiah said. And Nehemiah sent them a message back. And this was the message that Nehemiah sent him. I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come to you? Chapter 6 and verse 3. So Nehemiah kept his eyes on the Lord. Now don't mind my saying that, because that's the theme of today's message. And we need to learn to do the same thing when opposition comes our way. We need to learn to keep our eyes on the Lord and keep our spirits and courage up. And so Nehemiah said, I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come to you? Now, consorting with the enemy ends up doing you harm. And Nehemiah knew that. And that's a lesson that we need to learn, even yet today. Consorting with the enemy ends up doing you harm. Why should the church of God, why should God's people join up with false religion or the world? It will end up doing you harm. Yes, God's church is to be a separate people from false religion and from the sinful things of this world. And to join up with them will do you harm. How many people, how many congregations have lost their approval of God because they have joined up with that which God has condemned and which God has told them not to join up with? You know, Peter denied Jesus while warming himself with Christ's enemies. Yes, he was out there warming himself when they came along and they said, you're one of his disciples. And Peter said, I'm not. And you know the story of how Peter even cursed and swore that he did not know the Lord. So Peter denied Jesus while warming himself with Christ's enemies. And he also withdrew himself from Gentile Christians to please certain Jews that came down from Jerusalem. And that's why Paul rebuked him for his actions. Paul said, if he sought to please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. That's in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10. If I should seek to please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Every minister, every child of God should have as his highest aim and ambition is to please Almighty God. Now, I am not suggesting that we go out and deliberately offend people. I'm suggesting, though, that we keep our eyes on the Lord and that we keep our heart and mindset on doing the will of God, whether it pleases people or not. Judas sold his master by consorting with religious leaders in Jerusalem who were in reality enemies of Christ. Yes, so Peter denied Christ while warming with his enemies. He also consorted with Jews that came down from Jerusalem and found fault with him because he was mingling among Gentiles. Paul had to rebuke him openly. And Judas sold his master by consorting with religious leaders there in Jerusalem who were enemies of Christ. Now, his invitation was rejected. Sanballat's invitation was rejected, Sanballat tried to scare Nehemiah. This is the fifth message he had sent. If you don't come down, we'll send a letter to the king telling him you're trying to establish your own kingdom to get the Jews to revolt. Now, notice that the king had given Nehemiah permission to do the very work that he was doing, but Sanballat tries to intimidate him, tries to stop him by threatening to send word to the king. And not only that, but he was going to imply to the king, here this man is trying to build up something for himself. Nehemiah was doing what he was doing for the honor and for the glory of God. Now let us look at Nehemiah chapter 6. verses 15 and 16. So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Yes, Nehemiah did what he was able to do by the help of Almighty God. And you know, beloved, the same devil that tried to hinder and interfere in the work that Nehemiah is doing is still in the world endeavoring to hinder the progress of God's church today. But we need to keep our hearts and our minds stayed on the work that God has called us to do and carry out the will of God. The church still has enemies who are trying to stop the work of God. And there are those who still accuse God's people of trying to build a name for themselves. But let us keep our eyes, I say, on the goal. Be sure that our heart and our desires are right and we're not seeking a place or position for ourselves, but we are seeking to do the bidding and the will of God. Surely Nehemiah is a marvelous example even yet today for Christians to follow. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that as thy word has gone forth, the Holy Spirit has borne witness to hearts and that good will be accomplished because we ask this in Jesus' name and for the glory of God. It has been a privilege to share today's Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, we would encourage you to write and let us know. Our postal address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. And remember, if you have a prayer request that you'd like to share with us, we trust that you'll feel free to send it in when you write us. Now, you may also contact us through our email, and our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And we have a fax number also, 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And we do invite you to visit our webpage, where we have a number of our broadcasts and also a number of our monthly Way of Truth magazines. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
Take us in bondage again.